الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Ramadan, the month of purification and repentance. God willing, you will meet the month of Ramadan with a healthy spirit. During the blessed month, you will see yourself in the banquet of Allah, the blessed and exalted, and you will see Him as your host and to be ready present. If Allah forbid, once you wanted to insult an individual, you have to understand that you are insulting the servant of Allah in His presence. If you backbite a believer, you have to know that in Allah's presence you backbite a believer. Your deeds, according to the prophetic traditions, are to be presented before the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. If your deeds are presented and the Messenger of Allah sees that you are a wrongdoer, how upset would he be? You do not want the Messenger of Allah to be upset, so do not offend his blessed heart.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the month of Ramadan. In one of his speeches, he mentions about the importance of the prayers of the month of Ramadan, and then he mentions that those who criticize the prayer books do so out of ignorance. They are ignorant. They are desperate. They have no idea how these prayer books mold human beings. Now, here he's talking about the importance of the prayers and the books. For example, we have a book named Mafatihul Janan. It mentions about different prayers and the supplications. Some people, they do criticize these books and they say, what are these things? Whereas its reality is that these books are meant to mold the human beings. These books have made many orafa or mystics out of them. And these books have made people following the right path.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini is saying that those who talks against these books or criticize these books, they're doing it out of ignorance because they never reached to the reality of these books, because they never followed these books, they never got the reality of these books, and it is out of ignorance. Therefore, the general public should not listen to them. People should not listen to them. Why? Because the one who has not traveled a path and keep criticizing the path cannot have the idea what this path gives or what is in this path. But those who have traveled through these books, those who have gained the perfection from these books, those who have reached to the higher ranks of spirituality through these books, they can talk about this. And Imam Khomeini is one of them. Imam Khomeini is one of those arafa or mystics who have reached himself to the perfection, and he tried to take his nation towards the perfection with the Islamic revolution, with the revolution that he made. And therefore, that's why he says that we need to follow these books, because these prayer books, these books that we have, they mold human beings. They mold human beings. They take human beings towards the perfection. And the supplications that have come in these books, we need to follow them. Especially in the month of Ramadan, we need to be get connected to these books, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.